has to blue pencil my copy mercilessly. Well, I'll do my best with this, as it's very necessary I should get the permanency, for I fear our family purse is getting very slim. Mother's face has a new wrinkle of worry every day. It hurts me to see it. And me, sighed Patty. I do wish I could find something to do. If only we both could get positions, everything would be all right. Mother wouldn't have to worry so. Don't say anything about this chance to her until you see what comes of it. She'd only be doubly disappointed if nothing did. What is your other assignment? Oh, I've got to go out to Bancroft in the morning train and write up old Mr. Morland's birthday celebration. He's 100 years old, and there's going to be a presentation and speeches and that sort of thing. Nothing very exciting about it. I'll have to come back on the 3 o'clock train and hurry out to catch my politician before he leaves at 5. Take a stroll down to meet my train, Patty. We can go out as far as Mr. Reed's house together, and the walk will do you good. The Baxters lived in Aylmer, a lively little town with two newspapers,